My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, we'll get to that Guardians game in just a second. It was an ugly one, one big mistake by Gavin Williams. But first, back to the Greenbrier training camp. Got underway yesterday. Plenty of news on that first day from Kevin Stefanski, whether it was Tomlinson getting the knee scope, whether it was Greg Newsom and the hamstring. Danny, any of that something to get really concerned with this early?
I think when your hamstring is bad enough that you need surgery on it, in the case of Greg Newsom, you probably don't feel great, especially when you're an athlete that has to fly around the field playing that corner position he plays. Tomlinson, the knee scope, I'm a little bit less concerned about that. I think that type of thing kind of happens all the time.
Is it just a vet move?
Maybe. You know, just
timing's perfect.
He is, I think he's more of the guy, especially playing that position. Show up week one. Just be ready for week one. If he's good to go against Dallas, I'm fine with it. But the hamstring is the thing here that I had to raise my eyebrows at that. I'm
That's been a trade, rumored trade candidate, right?
Yeah.
For a while now, you wonder how does that factor in at all? So that was some of the news yesterday. And then, of course, Kevin Stefanski saying he would be calling the plays once again as the coach of the Cleveland Browns. So it led me, my cynical view of things was like, did Ken Dorsey just not impressive enough? Because he kept it open. It's not like he said, hey, I'm bringing in Ken Dorsey. We're going to explore his offense and we are going to install his offense, but I'm going to be calling the plays. He didn't say that all offseason.
Right.
It was, yeah, I'll make a determination later. Like this is just me, but my first thought was, yeah, maybe Dorsey did not bring enough to the table in the time they had spent for him to be comfortable enough.
Do you think that like the first few months of this since he was hired in what, February? Do you think that the last 5 months have been a tryout for Ken Dorsey and he didn't pass?
That is honestly, the way you phrased it seems even more nefarious or something like that. But isn't that how this stuff works?
I mean,
like if Dorsey knocked his socks off, like he'd be calling the plays, would he not?
But it also could have been something that this was decided and they knew this going into this. So that could be true too. Like when Ken Dorsey was hired, it could have been he was hired to be the offensive coordinator that was not going to be a play caller. That is entirely possible. We don't know because the Browns and Kevin Stefanski have kept this murky on purpose, I think, towards us for the last several months.
To what gain? How would it help?
I don't know. I don't know that it does or doesn't, but it's something that they have consistently done because this has been a question to Stefanski, I believe, every year since he's been the head coach, and he has not given an answer this early. It's always been, you know, we'll see, we'll make a determination on that, we're going to do what's best for the team, and then, like, 2 weeks before week one, he says, yeah, I'm going to call plays. That's what it's been.
Elton in East Cleveland. Go ahead. How are you, Elton?
Good morning.
Morning.
He should not be calling plays. He's not a good play caller. We have seen time and time again, he outthinks himself, thinks he's outcoaching the opponent, and he's playing right into their hands. He is not good. His ego is in his way. He should not be calling plays, ever.
Okay.
I don't want to see him call a play.
Elton, I heard a lot of platitudes that I think every fan who doesn't like their coach says.
Yep.
Basically, I think you could You could copy and paste. Hold on, hold on. I'm gonna.
I
think any sports talk show in the country could copy and paste what you just said when they're angry at their coach. Do you have any specifics?
Okay, all we gotta do is look back to last year. I can tell you one game in Pacific, the San Francisco game. Got down to the goal line with a horrible quarterback. You want to keep throwing the ball. In Denver, you're trying to run these short routes for your quarterback to throw, and Denver sat on it. Instead of you making adjustments, you kept running the same stupid plays. It's obvious he does not know what he's doing when it comes to play calling. Let Dorsey run it. It's just a smokescreen. And we're going to hire Ken Dorsey. The only game we won the playoff was Alex Van Pelt calling plays. Alex Van Pelt was a scapegoat last year, got rid of him.
Okay, Dorsey, Elton, I disagreed with about 17 things you said, but make the case for Ken Dorsey.
Why not?
Because he just got fired somewhere else.
What do you mean? Make
there we go.
The 2024 Cleveland Browns. Why not?
That is the exact fan that I'm talking about. That is the exact fan I talk about.
Well, he mentioned the 49ers game.
They won!
And who was their quarterback in the 49ers game?
That was P.J. Walker.
P.J. Walker. And I get it. I get it. You wanted him to run the ball on a play, and he threw it. Therefore, he's a bad play caller. I mean, I think that's the level of discourse that frustrates me when we get into this. I appreciate his passion. I appreciate... Sure. And the Denver game was not a good game.
Dorian Thompson-Robinson was so overmatched. And that was at a point where Denver just had insane turnover luck. Like, they went on that run. The Broncos went on a run last year because somehow, some way, they created a bunch of turnovers every game, and the Browns fell victim to that. Just because, and the San Francisco, I know the exact play call Elton is talking about in that San Francisco.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Francisco game. Just because you have a bad play call does not make you a bad play caller. Think about all the play calls that Kevin Stefanski made in that game that worked, that were a big reason why they won that game.
Yeah, but the funny thing is, there's an Elton in every town that can cite bad play calls from as many games as they want.
Mm-hmm.
Because how many plays are called in a given game? They don't all work. The Chiefs are in a bunch of one-possession games. They have Patrick Mahomes. I'm sure there's some Elton in Kansas City who is sitting there going, we'd be beating these teams by three scores if Andy Reid called the plays right.
I guarantee you there's somebody like that. There are fans in KC that are saying if Eric Bieniemy were still here and calling plays, the Chiefs would have an extra Super Bowl.
We were hearing that forever. So I think it's always easy to just pick the guy that's not in.
Like, I think Ken Dorsey's a good offensive mind. I don't think he showed himself to be a very good play caller in Buffalo. So why do you want him calling plays over Kevin Stefanski, he's had a better history as a play caller in the NFL. He has.
Now, if I had a major gripe with Stefanski last year in any game about play calling, it would be that first Baltimore game when they basically put DTR out there. But that was a weird week. It was a weird scenario altogether.
I don't put a ton of blame on him for that. I think everybody on offense was put into an impossible situation number four.
He was thrown to the dogs in that game. I felt bad for him.
I think everyone on that offense was put into a terrible position because Deshaun Watson didn't play after practicing all week.
It was weird.
It was unfair.
The whole thing was weird.
It's unfair to Kevin. It was very unfair to DTR. It was unfair to the rest of that offense. It was.
Meanwhile, Guardians, and we'll pick that up again coming up next hour. We'll also get to Amari Cooper and the latest on him and what happened with that contract negotiation. The Guardians get blanked 3-0. It's like, what else is new with this offense as they struggled at home? They end up splitting the series with Detroit. Still have a 4.5-game lead in the division right now. But yesterday, I saw Kwan got blanked. He is now no longer your batting champion.
Right. He
your leader, I should say.
On June 20th, he had I believe it was a single, maybe it was a double, early in the game against Seattle. Batting average was up to 400. It's dropped 59 points since that moment. That's all. And I understand that was not a sustainable thing. He was not going to be able to stay there. But dropping all the way down to 341 has been a disappointment. This offense, Anthony, hasn't been good enough. In the month of July, they've got 3 wins by more than 1 run. They had 11 of those in June. They've scored 5 runs or more 7 times in July. They did that 13 times in June. And I get there are a couple less games in July because of the All-Star break. But I think that those things speak to what this offense has been doing, and they've been scuffling.
All right, you say scuffling, but just don't use the term funk. Here is manager Stephen Vogt.
We're playing good baseball. You know, I think we've had games where we've scored. We've had games where we haven't, but I wouldn't call it a funk. I would just say we've lost more games than we've won the last couple weeks. And for our guys, I think I like our bats. I like where we are. We just, everybody needs to relax and be themselves.
You can say they're not in a funk, but I also don't think you can say they're playing good baseball right now. I don't think that if you want to say they're not in a funk, that they've had some bad breaks, fine. Do I agree? No, but fine. But you can't say we're not playing good, that they're playing good baseball. This is not true at the moment. I don't think they're having great at-bats. I don't. They're not playing well offensively. It's okay to admit that.
Yeah, that's what he's saying to the public. That's what he's saying to the press the first time that he has truly been tested as an MLB manager. They're trying to figure things out. Now, he certainly knows that this comes with the gig. Over time, you're going to have your guys slumping. You hope it's not all at the same time, which seemingly that is where it's at right now. But at the same time, Danny, I wonder what he's saying behind the scenes to these guys, because he knows.
I'd love to know.
Well, you know, critical stretch, right? I mean, look at the schedule coming up. I think yesterday, Owen, were you the one that said they have the toughest strength of schedule?
Correct.
It was it in the American League, or
no,
was it
in baseball? Major League Baseball.
In all of baseball. So this is only going to get tougher, but we're about to find out what this team is truly made of, you know, and whether or not they can hold on. The good news is they built up such a buffer, and they do have the trade deadline coming up. But how aggressive will they be at the trade deadline? Chris Antonetti did say this.
You have to be obviously attentive to what's in the market, what's available to you, and then blend that with the needs that, you know, that we think we might have, or the opportunities we might have to improve. And so we have an idea of what we'd like to accomplish going in, but how we're able to execute, that's hard to predict.
So he dances around it. You're wondering how aggressive this team is going to be. When we come back, we'll get into whether or not this series with Detroit and their scuffling ways following the All-Star break, whether it makes things a little bit more dire for that front office as we get closer to that deadline. 216-474-0092.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.